Water is life, so why are we still pooping in it?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the start of Season 2. Late Night Low Fidelity, with or without...
Bit of our center start. I'm real sick today, but I made it in. Shouts out to my mom for tuning in. I love you very much. I'm sick. I don't want you to think I'm sick.
Shouts out. I hope you guys had a good break. For those of you guys that didn't have a break, way to grind. Yeah.
If there's anyone that broke a bone over break, I'm sorry for you. Because then your break was very literal.
There's worse things you could break than a bone.
Yeah, like a heart. You know how many broken hearts jokes we have on this show? Like, if you look back through it, it's actually quite a few. I think it's like Freudian slipping, but it's gone beyond that. It's like using memes non-ironically.
Yeah.
It's a fine line, and it's easy to cross.
This show should be called Sad Boys Who Break Hearts.
Oh, yeah.
But our hearts are broken. The people's hearts are not broken, I don't think.
The people are not broken. That sounds like a really good, like, political campaign slogan.
Yeah.
The people are not broken.
Wanna, take off. The last track was off of Bonobo's new album, Migration. It's a great evolution of his past style. It's worth checking out. So our idol John, or Alex Jones, was on Joe Rogan today. Really stoked to check that out. No spoilers, please. Sad react only.
I'm very grateful for whoever invented brass instruments.
Me too, especially the little, like, silencers that you put on the front of the trumpet. That is beautiful.
My roommate used to play the saxophone.
Dick. Heinrich Stossel, 1814, first brass instrument.
Thank you, Slater.
My mom says we sound good. I love my shout. She loved the shout out.
Thank you, Miss Linda.
Miss Stark. She's not Miss Linda.
Miss Stark.
People call her Linder. That's her preferred name, Linder. Linder! The pasta's not holding up.
That's one thing I need to try is your mother's lasagna.
She does plain. My dad eats plain pasta like every single night for dinner. Not I eat the plain pasta. He gets the red sauce with cheese.
You are vanilla as they come.
My roommate likes to eat dry, uncooked pasta. Just like
that's
chips.
What's up. That's good. That's what I was raised on.
I like it when you cook pasta and then like a few get stuck in the strainer and then you come back after dinner and they're like kind of like a little chewy. Yeah. Munching on those things is actually a treat.
My New Year's resolution is to refer to eating food as catching some grub as often as possible.
That's pretty admirable.
Oh, shouts out Deshria. She hit me up with that plain pasta. She liked that one.
Ah.
That's what's up. She messes with the plain pasta. I bet she don't mess with the tuna, though. That's for real.
Yo, do we know how many people are listening?
No,
there's no way to check.
It's probably like my mom and Shreya.
I would love to talk to Renan and see if like there's a way we can institute that, but he's got his own life going on.
What if it was like half the campus? Like everyone actually like really fucks with the show.
Yo, we really gotta watch that.
Oh, whatever. Introduce this song, Jessica.
This is Make Out Videotape. It's one of the first projects of Mac DeMarco. Very garage bandy. Rough, but there's some real gold hidden in there. Check it out.
I showed Josh Boy the song.
Slater gets creds. I gotta give it to him.
Too long people have been hating on Tony Parker. He's a talented point guard. He's in the later half of his career, but he still gets stuff done. He has a nice wife he takes care of, and the people that they can't get in help. I don't know what Logan wants me to say, but shouts out Tony. A bunch of fists, and that's what they do. Help Tony. Help Tony Parker.
Shout out Tony Hawk also.
Yeah, but not as much as Tony Parker.
Shout out Tony Stark.
Oh, dude, that's my last name, bro.
Yeah, but
that's pretty funny. Show's not so bad.
Ha! Bow. What we got next? Next is
the immigrants can't get in.
Oh, okay.
What don't you get?
Next we got Ginseng. I've got my favorite picks from his new tape, Life. It's pretty solid tape, and I'm gonna try to show you what my opinion of the highlights were. So maybe we'll even get some raps.
arms are steady, weak knee, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. That's that mom spaghetti. He's nervous, but on the surface look calm and ready to drop on. But he keep on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd rolls around.
What? Where were you going with that? What was that?
Did you just think that off the top of your head?
Yeah.
Whoa, you're an artist. You're an artist. Whoa.
Artisan.
I can feel the creative energy from across the table. It's like hitting me and I don't know what to do with it.
I was shivering when I was outside and now I'm sweating and I'm inside.
I want the facial hair of an artisan. Like a goatee, but it like doesn't connect, you know, just like a mustache and a little thing on the bottom.
Yeah, I like the thing on the bottom.
I want the Salvador Dali mustache, man. I would rock it. I'd be twirling it all the time, looking at people, making negotiations. They wouldn't be able to say that to me. I got a mustache, and I'm twirling it.
I want to name my kid McQueen, because then he'll be like five steps ahead from the get-go. Could you imagine introducing your kid, be like, here's my kid, his name is McQueen. Your kid's already dumb. Even if it's a girl. McQueen.
If anything, McQueen's more of a girl's name.
I actually gotta agree.
Yeah.
It sounds like McQueen. A last name.
Queen. You know, Queen is associated with
females.
Or like
a middle name because it was an old last name and then like they don't really want you to have to hear that.
Yeah.
But it still kind of like can roll off the tongue.
I heard Adeline is one of the most common girl names this year.
Adeline.
I heard Adderall is one of the most fun ways to have fun. My mom says she's obsessed with Salvador Dali.
Salvador, I actually did a project on Salvador Dali back in high school, like in art class. He really is an inspiration. It's like minimalism, but the attention to detail at the same time is profound.
He seems like he couldn't tell the difference when he was awake or asleep.
No, for real. I don't know. Salvador Dali must have been hanging out with, what was the guy? He wrote, Brave New World. Aldous Huxley.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I can imagine Aldous Huxley getting along with Salvador.
He took
Dali.
LSD on his deathbed and died while tripping.
Yo.
Sick.
So did
everybody
the other
dies
Westmore.
While tripping.
The other Westmore and Zaytoon.
He plays the tripping when they search and you're off into the moon.
He's basically entered the void in real life.
If Trump wasn't president, Chinua Achebe would be.
You know, I'm still waiting to see if anime turns real. Because if it doesn't, I'm gonna flip.
He's gonna flip. Logan says minimalist, absurdist, times cubist.
And you know, he actually said the difference between him and all the other absurdists was that he was an absurdist. He straight thought he was the only one of his breed. The dude was cocky, but I dig it.
Speaking of the presidency, I'm kind of shocked and upset that you omitted the most important candidate, Dan Vaycheck. He was for the legal marijuana party. His campaign spent $0
oh
on
God.
It. And his campaign slogan is, a vote for Dan is a vote for the future.
Wow. Where was that information?
Minnesota?
A few months ago. You know, there are so many benefits to legalizing it. It is just not... It makes no sense.
If you would have heard about him a few months ago, you could have given him a platform on this show, and he probably would have won. Because everyone listens to this show.
Yeah.
Slater's mom, Shreya.
I would have linked him right through. He could be a caller on the show.
But would he have built a wall? Built
the pride of American ingenuity and engineering of the 21st century.
You know, 40% of immigrants come by plane.
That's pretty interesting.
The wall ain't gonna stop him.
Listen to this. Comprehensive donor information for Dan Vaycheck is available dating back to 2014. Based on available campaign finance records, Vaycheck raised a total of $0 during that time period.
Oh, my poor man.
He probably would have spent it all on the ganja anyway.
In April...
Hey, he might have flipped that, though, made his money back and more, put that into his campaign, and been like, I'm just out here trying to get it how I live.
In April 2020, it's gonna be 420 for a month.
That is true.
They left me. Everyone's gone. Everyone left the studio. It's just me. Oh, I'm sick. I told Joe I didn't want to say too much. No, I'm gonna talk. They need to hear something. It's just me talking to you now. This is the way I like it. People are holding me back. I had my intramural game today with Danny Boy. We played pretty good. We lost again. We're 0-2, but we had a good fighting effort. Dennis the Menace. He's how you doing, my homie? We got Dennis in the building. Dennis, you want to say what's up real quick? Nah, you gotta use this one. They already know. You already best already know. If you don't know Dennis, what you doing with your life? Yeah, we definitely can, but you gotta wait for Josque. I'm an ideas man. I'm not like, I can't use the tools. I got the ideas though. I'm making a movie soon. I wrote a script and I'm gonna make it. Teacher's gonna tell me if he likes it tomorrow. Probably won't. It's based on the allegory of the cave. Starts off in an animated society where there's a general that has convinced no one to take these crystals. And then Josque forces the crystals down my pipe hole, much like in the Allegory of the Cave. And I embrace the truth. I see the nature of things for what they really are. And I go and warn the others, but they're not hearing it. And we get arrested by some sexy cops. And that's the way it goes. Logan wants me to say terrible things, horrible things. Logan finds out about the college tomorrow. That's kind of cool. Shreya says, oh my god, Making Media 3, ha. Why is that funny? Are you in Making Media 2? Are you in like a Making Media thing?
If you judge how much someone loves you by how much money they spend on you, you're headed for heartbreak.
Unless you got someone that spends like mad dough on you.
You'll be unfulfilled.
True. These were good tapes for the winter. There were a lot of good tapes this winter that were some real chillers.
Play Mujo after this. M-U-J-O.
What song?
There's one like something jazz. I want to say like standing jazz. Or that Blase song.
There's juices in my body I cannot release, and they're gonna build up until I can't reach peace. Oh shit, Shreya says, waiting for you to play something really good.
Yo, that's hate.
No, it's not hate. She's just waiting. There's going to be a banger at some point. We haven't dropped any bangers.
Yeah, the bangers are normally towards the end. I'm just getting warmed up right now. You need to let me do my thing. Play my method. When you in the studio, you play your method. And see if you put out some platinums.
How you gonna do it? I crop blood, homie. I saw this movie once, it was real sad. I started crying blood.
Ah.
That's all I do. Oh. Will has neurovirus, and I don't think I have neurovirus, but I'm definitely not healthy. This song is dangerous.
Yeah, dude.
It does sound bad. You could spit over this.
Rock. Spit thing.
Yeah, you like a spitting beat? It's like nice and mellow. Like that good.
This is good shit. Well, give me a topic. I'll try something. I'm mad out of it.
Social media.
Yo.
Okay.
Social media. Yo, I left my phone on the book. She said it was mine, that's why she took it. Don't care a little bit. Not supposed to say shit, but I don't really care. Dirty underwear make you stare. The Witch Project, that's called Blair.
Oh.
He don't want the- yeah, Dennis liked that one.
That was dope.
Not here, not there. Yeah. Where?
Don't walk have a care.
There.
What?
Long curly hair. Catch me over there. Without a care.
I'm on my bungalow stuff.
Run with the shot, call me Blue.
I've spent some weekends at a bungalow.
I remember once when I was younger, I went to bed and breakfast with my family because it was too cold in the house and the heat wasn't working. But in the middle of the night, I think I was like sleepwalking because I like woke up like next to like a, I was like sitting next to the bathtub.
What?
I sleepwalk in the bed and breakfast. That's all I'm saying.
Nah.
You were warm. That's like Jake stuff. I don't even know. He's like an alright rapper.
Shouts out 45.
Good number.
Mm-hmm.
Almost the best.
This tape is actually good. It's subtle, but it's good.
My mom texted me. I was in the bathtub, not next to the bathtub.
What?
I was in the bathtub, not next to the bathtub.
When did a bathtub come into this?
I was sleepwalking in the bed and breakfast, and I went into the... I was sitting in the bathtub.
Whoa, man. You're crazy.
I know. My mom... yeah. Yeah. She's listening.
Shout out to Slater's mom. Bless in the world of Slater.
Honestly, you created a gem. And I know your other son's a gem too, but I just haven't met him yet.
You will meet him soon. Hopefully one day he comes to visit here. That'd be cool.
Is he older or younger?
Kusai.
He's younger. He finds Kusai. Out from his first choice college tomorrow, so that's kind of exciting.
You coming to LOF?
Nah, I didn't even apply to LOF.
What's his first choice?
Bowdoin.
Is he going to visit this semester?
Probably not. It would be nice. I want him to, but I doubt it.
Oh, that's all right. We could take him hiking if he comes in the spring.
Saw that I went to college. I feel like I'm spider, so...
Next song.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is actually a good track. This is one of my more favorite tracks.
Joseph, have you met my younger brother?
Oh. I have not.
I met your younger brother.
He's a god lord.
I met your younger brother on the football day.
He slays dragons.
You hear that?
Yeah.
If you're talking to the mic.
Dennis goes by Denim Dennis most of the time.
Literally never.
Catch me rocking denim.
How about that?
Joseph says he likes memes, but he didn't know about the salt guy.
I just found out about Salt Bae. I really like Salt Bae. He's my kind of guy.
He cares about what he does.
He promotes healthy living. Something much needed in the meme community.
And that steak or whatever that cut of meat was looked delicious.
It did, man.
I would eat that any day.
Yeah.
Especially today, right now.
Bro, have you been to Lower?
Yesterday I got a quesadilla there, and like half the quesadilla didn't have any chicken in it. It was just cheese, and I was like, I was fine with it. I was rolling with it, but it's just like,
I think the most Lower thing I've ever seen is like this: someone's like noodles that were there for like 2 hours, and this guy was just walking around this packed crowd, and he was like, "Are you number 42? Are you number 42?" And everyone was like, "No, it's been there for 2 hours. It's not us." And he was like, "Oh, it's 42.
Yeah, that was a smooth track, though. Okay, the next track, though, is the final one of this tape I'm playing. And it's from the middle, but I put it at the end because I'm saving the best for last.
Hey, which tape is this?
This is the Life tape. Life. Ginseng's new tape.
Oh. It's really sad that some of the best songs in the world have been forgotten.
You heard Solitude, right? Which one's saying? Solitude.
Yeah. Great. And Kona Park, too. Huh? That might be Jasper right now. I might get him mixed up.
This is the kind of music I'm going to play online.
Dennis, you getting a show?
Got one already.
Oh shit! No, you didn't.
Saturday 2 to 3.
Yeah, turn into Dennis. If you mess with our show, you'll probably mess with the show.
99.9% of all the things that have ever lived have died.
But as long as one person's alive, there's no proof everyone dies.
You're on this thing.
It's my motto.
My credo.
Yo, my new motto is definitely free Melania. That's my battle cry. Thank you. I actually used to work with the Grand Ole Opry. I never did that.
My new motto is, I like my women how I like my milk. Rotten.
What?
Ooh. Now you're talking. Seems I do too, but I never knew. Oh. Oh. Oh, yeah. It's alright, she'd never listen to anything I made.
Should we shout out someone? Shout out Cece with the recovery. She's injured.
Yo get better soon.
Boss. She's in my Chinese class. I just transferred into it today, man.
Because I don't know if you know, but me and Cece are married.
Oh.
Yo, honestly, if anyone wants to get married to me, like if anyone is listening right now and like wants to get married, hit me up. I just kind of want to like,
what?
Like, no, seriously.
He's ready
like,
to settle down.
Seriously, no, like, no, not settle down. Just like get married for like a day. Like literally go to the courthouse in Easton for like $20. Say, yeah, we're getting married. And then go back the next day. And be like,
it seems kind of silly. Why would you want that?
Just so I can send a picture of a girl to my dad and he'll be like, who's that? And I'll be like, my wife. And he'll be like, what? And then I'll send him a picture of the marriage license and he'll call me and be like, Henry, we need to talk.
Okay. So I was thinking about this the other day. What dead people could be like the type of people in Vegas that marry people that would be good? Like, I was thinking Einstein would actually be a pretty crazy, like,
dude to marry you.
Dude, I was just about to say that.
You are now married wife! Don't even think about infidelity!
Kill someone and then marry them. Before the police even finds out they're dead.
Whoa.
That's Andrew Jackson.
You guys know who the Marquis de Sade is?
Andrew Garfield.
Nah, I know Marquis de Lafayette.
Kill Andrew Garfield.
And then there's that other Marquis that Andrew had the tower and he raped children.
Kill him and then...
Oh, Andrew Garfield was the guy in Spider-Man.
Yep, yeah.
You want to kill him?
Yeah.
I guess that's all right.
So you can marry him after he's dead.
You want to marry his body?
I mean, if that's what it takes.
Definitely take something like that.
You guys know the movie Split?
Is that the one with all the personalities?
Yeah, yo, that actor is amazing.
Yeah, man.
How do you...
Yeah, but the psychology, the actual science behind it doesn't...
I heard it's not realistic.
It's not real.
From a mental health perspective, I heard it's actually like pretty offensive.
It is. Exactly. That actually paints a really bad light and an incorrect like education on what these people really
are. It seems like a really interesting
and it's a very rare disease. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's what cinema does. Like time travel. They never get it right, but they make a cool movie and it's like that's dude.
How do you get time travel right?
You know the butterfly effect. True. You don't mess that's with anything. True. You just
butterfly effect was good. The second one sucked.
I didn't see the movie. I was just talking about the butterfly effect.
Afflect. Deflect. The butterfly deflect. I just.
I like songs that use spoons as backup instruments.
You know, the other day I was making a beat with a box of Milk Duds, and just like my computer like rapping. It actually sounded like kind of good with the rattle in the box. I almost started recording it, but then like I thought people outside could hear me, and I was
the real question is did you eat them afterwards?
Oh, I ate every single one.
Did you eat them during so it like changed the sound?
It did change, and I was worried about like if I eat too many of these I'll never be able to record this today.
Yeah. Every milk that is unique. They're like snowflakes. Also they fall from the sky for 3 months every year.
Yeah, that's the best 3 months. We call that walkabedabedabed
day. That's the one.
But if you look up and it hits your eye, you're dead.
Got a motherfucker. I'm a sixer.
Alright, we got one more from Flavors. This is off the Snowscape mini tape, and this was another one that dropped in early December.
Hey, do you know I am one half of Migos?
Great for the break. Really?
You mean Quavo?
Yep.
Quavo. I know, man. You mean Quavo. He is half of a three-person outfit.
You were joking about Quavo, but like he's big right now. People really like Quavo. He's
big right now because Takeoff has been in the slammer, and he's had to do something.
Yeah.
He's not gonna do his boy dirty by performing and trying to create without him, but he's gonna build his own career.
I'm beyond psyched for Lafayette Spring Concert.
Yo, that is actually gonna be a fun time. It's gonna be absurd, but a fun time nonetheless.
Last year was pretty crazy.
Weird, man. That was one of the weirdest days of my life.
That's not cool.
It's not cool. No, it was not. And there was definitely some unconsent going on in the crowd.
Yeah, man, there's some weird stuff going on.
I did not dig. I did not dig. This is Peter Bark. Peter Bark's really good.
Peter Bark or the Lark?
Weird, really good. Yeah, yeah. The next one's actually fire too. Also Peter Bark.
I want to change my name to Pop-Tart Pete for a day. All one word. No capitals.
I think there's one like Aaron. He's on here. It's like Beatbox Aaron or Aaron the Bandit or something like that. Aaron Maxwell. Okay, never mind.
Do you realize there are people in this world whose nickname... Like, there's a guy in this world whose nickname is Schlug. Like Slug, but like Schlug.
Slater's nickname is Chudley. this is the other Peter Bark one I'm talking about, though. He just makes like 30-second songs that are straight fire. He's a sample god.
Do you follow the Lush Vibes and Jazz Vibes playlists on Spotify?
I do not mess with Spotify, and I don't mean hate to people that do, but personally, it makes no sense to me. I want to own my MP3 files. I want to be able to find them in my hard drive. And I do not mess with the cloud. That's just me. I also don't have a smartphone. So there's no...
You got a trap phone?
I got a lot of trap phones, but no smartphones that are working.
How many phones do you own?
Probably like 10.
It's kind of like a form of
socially. Probably 10.
So when people ask for your phone number, what do you say?
Oh, no, the phone number is all the same. Well, except for one other, but... it's just... I just have broken phones that I use as iPods.
Do you want to listen to Lush Vibes or Jazz Vibes right now?
For the Lush Vibes.
Alright. Could you give me the aux after this song?
Yeah, sure.
This is so nice right now.
This
one's good.
Is that
BTSU
that I just saw?
No, this is...
Sorry about it.
Watch what you say. I don't like your tone. I'm about to phone home. Make that girl groan.
Are you falling
on the phone?
Home alone. Ice cream cone.
Feeling small like a gnome. Just trying to get this game on.
Break a bone. Break my dome.
Rapping on this song. Ain't nothing wrong.
I'm not alone. I got my homies in the zone.
Sit back and rip on that bong.
What the fuck?
Come on, that was this just too easy.
For tobacco use only, kids.
For tobacco use only.
Refer to it as a water pipe, please.
Bingo will work too. Okay, I have a complaint with Utopia. It's called Utopia, and it's all this, like, what, I don't want to use the term because of the stigma, but it's full of paraphernalia, and it's like you're trying to things to ingest spiritual substances, and they've got a bunch of knives in the back, and a bunch of scary stuff.
Did you see the shuriken? What a shuriken.
What is that?
It's like a ninja throwing star.
I mean, that's kind of dope.
You watch anime?
I'm gonna buy that.
How do you watch anime and not know what a shuriken is?
Rock Lee did
you know,
a shuriken.
Fake anime fans!
Yeah, I'm actually about OG light. God. I'm on the light novel pick right now, so I haven't been seeing many fights.
when Rock Lee was fighting Gaara, he straight just wanted to impress Neji. Like, his bones were breaking, and he was just looking at Neji to see if he was smiling. That's, like, so savage.
Dude.
Yo, could I hit you up with some Lush vibes
Rock
right now?
Rock Lee dicked down Gaara.
For real. He dicked him down. Dicked down.
Hit it up.
Down to the dick.
Alright.
No, that fight with Naruto and Neji was so fake.
Yeah.
He knocked him out with one punch.
It's true.
So fake, dude. Damn, imagine Neji had the Ninetales.
That would be ridiculous. He'd probably be better than Naruto because he has also with his like sense stuff.
Keep playing your stuff.
And the Ninetales, that'd be crazy.
Dude, I kind of just want to talk about Naruto for the next like, time.
That's true.
We apologize for that. Yes, God didn't want it.
Yo, can we just bump through this real quick?
Yeah. Lupita Nyong'o, she touched the bomb though.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you can find it on that computer. We'll be right back.
ba.
My roommate hates sloths, and I mean, nobody's perfect, but you know, you just kind of assume someone likes sloths. It hurt me.
You guys want to name your spirit animals? What would it be? You guys want to name your spirit animals?
I can't hear you.
Scream.
If you guys were to name your spirit animals, what would it be?
I want to sound basic, but I want to say like a cat, but probably not like a house cat, more like a lynx.
A lynx. Like
a Cuban.
Or a bobcat. I'm just chilling out there in the wild.
I think Slater's would be koala.
I really mess with koalas. They like chill on trees and like they're really relaxed.
I go with manatee.
Manatees are chill.
I just like the feels of the word. Yeah. It's not a word that you can get tired of saying. Like sloth, if you have to say that 10 times fast, you get bored. But like manatee rolls off the tongue.
That could be
a track song. A trap song. Like, bum ba bum bum. Manatee.
I got my manatee with me. That's gonna be the new dance, yo. Nene the manatee. You just like roll on the ground.
What?
Yo, speaking of dancing, real quick, I just thought of it. Shouts out Young Swag. He's from my hometown, which is the middle of nowhere. And this kid can dance. You might want to check him out. YVNG Swag. He's real. His next song is actually fire.
My mother is convinced my spirit animal is a sloth rather than a koala, which I guess is not supposed to be insulting, but what does a sloth really do?
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say,
yeah, they're kind of just nothing. They're cute.
They're not.
I know a guy
sloths
who,
are not cute.
I know a guy
I think sloths are cute in their own way. Like, they're not, like, aesthetically cute, but that's okay. They, like, they live the sloth life. Like, you can't blame them for not, like... being that cute. They kind of smell bad and they have moss that grows on them, but they're chill. They let that moss grow on them. Like, that's symbiotic. They're real. They look out for their own. With this song. I like this song.
This is a hot song.
This is vibes.
You know Questlove, that drummer on like the Jimmy...
Do I know Questlove?
My friend got his autograph today. It's just... Look at that. Look at that autograph.
That's that autograph. That is dope.
My friend's name on Snapchat is Young Turd.
Young Turd. Does he have a V instead of a U?
No.
Oh my god, if he did.
Young Saucy.
Nick Black dropped a new album.
Are we
he's come
to
back
swear
from his,
here?
It depends on the swear word.
B word
I think is passable as long as you're not using it to...
Oh yeah, I'm not offending anyone.
Like,
I'm
single
just
out
saying
a group,
my cousin's name on Snapchat is the Bitch 57.
Oh yeah, that's
cool. And I admire that,
Bitch.
But also
57.
I want to know who the first 56 were. You know, kind of like 21 Savage, like there were 20 before him.
Who 22? Really?
My gamer tag on PS4 is Ethan Hawk Lover 4 because Ethan Hawk Lover 1, 2, and 3 were taken. There's a whole lot of people out there.
Why Ethan?
You know Ethan Hawke, the actor?
No.
He's like a famous, I can't remember what he did, but Ethan Hawke, he's like a fairly famous actor.
Fun fact, on the internet, if you put a 3 after your user tag, it means Chan. Or after someone else's user tag. So like I'm QUZKS.
Why don't you tell the people about what shows you've been watching? Like crazy shows.
I watch a lot of anime. Most recently,
which anime?
ReZero is my most recent, and then I also watched Steins Gate right before that. And they're by the same. They're by the same production companies, and they're really cool because they're like about time and like possibilities because it's like time travel and then like a reset by death.
If you want to get on someone's nerves, just hang out with them a lot, and every time you meet a new person, introduce that person as Nighthawk. And eventually they'll be like, dude, stop doing that. And even though they're telling you to stop, they like the attention.
They definitely crave that.
People love attention.
Nighthawk is like everyone's secret fantasy. Nighthawk. Like, don't you wish you were named Nighthawk?
Nighthawk is a
Nighthawk McQueen.
My son's name is gonna be Thomas Hawkins. That's gonna be his name. And that shit is gonna be sick. I use the S word. Oh my gosh, I really don't want to get fined. Please don't report me. I'm gonna go to the bathroom again. Hold on.
Wait, where's
Camera.
The drill? Before you leave.
Action.
Yeah.
Jewel is love, jewel is life.
Joseph's gone, so this now it's a slate show. It's my show. We're not gonna curse.
Quest Love is in the building.
Quest Love is in the building.
In the sense that I have a picture of him on my phone.
You want to spit, Dennis?
That's a this beat.
This is a hard one.
I put on a drink sign.
You know, every time I spit, it gets lit. Oh. You know, that's what it is. Oh. It.
Yeah.
Bam.
10 bodies, yeah, I had to dig a ditch. Next thing you know, I woke up with your sister's bitch. I'm rich, ain't no computer glitch. I'm on the screen, rapping mean. I got some perp in my cup, but it's the furthest thing from lean. Charlie Sheen's, I'm a god and a demon. Your bitch in the morning, she sucks out my semen.
I don't know if we're allowed to say that.
Joseph's gone, anything goes.
We should. How about let's talk about...
My mom is listening. I forgot about that. Jeez.
Shout
sorry,
out to Slater's mom once again.
I love you. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be talking like that. I love you. I kill like every other person I know. I'll dug the plants into the ground so they grow.
Oh.
I snort the snow. No, I don't. Not at all. I'm a good boy. It's okay. She says it's okay. She's not mad.
He's talking about Blow, and then he's answering a text from his mom. That just is ridiculous.
I know, because I keep on forgetting. I told her, I don't. It's weird that she's.
You're youngin.
I can only do stream of consciousness right now. I have, barely functioning.
This is your daily reminder that predestination is a selfish idea. Because it states that a lot of people die, but you get to survive for stupid reasons. So, people have pondered life after death, but what if death ends and there's something after that?
Yo.
People have to think three steps ahead. You can't just... it's short-sighted to think just life after death. You have to think...
Yeah.
After death, after life.
You want to hear my theory on death?
Of course. Scream it. Scream it really loudly.
I feel like when we die, our... life, energy, or chakra, if you would, sort of gets recycled into the pool of universal life energy, and gets used for other things. So, part of it could go to a plant, part of it could go towards...
screaming at concerts. That's what I want my energy to be recycled into, just like...
There is a part of your brain that is designed to prevent you from realizing that... how unified you are with reality is what gives you an ego so that you can survive in society, but it separates you from the true nature of your being, and that is why
society,
we experience existential anxiety.
Society and culture and self-fulfillment was created to get our minds off of the fact that we're gonna die.
I'm not worried about dying. I'm not trying to die, but I'm not worried about that shit.
But biologically, we have this thing where we don't want to die.
Yeah, but there are ways to glitch the system.
Oh.
You ever play Assassin's Creed?
Oh, yeah.
The Animus.
You get desynchronized. You ever heard of 5-MeO-DMT?
Yeah, it's familiar.
Supposedly, it's the most powerful psychedelic because it kills your ego.
Yeah, it does.
Which I can't even fathom. What does that even mean?
I can't say for sure. But actually, the most powerful hallucinogen that is not available but that exists is one that was created by the FBI, or CIA rather, during... I can't even remember what the project was called. There's a lot of conspiracies attached to it, but they just really wanted to figure out what was going on with that.
You know,
but it'll make you trip for like 36 days.
The government released like a news story last week that said they had successfully created a human pig embryo just to see if they could grow human organs inside of a pig's body. But because the public is just getting that now means that they have farms. They already have farms of like hundreds of human pigs already. They've had it for years. The fact that we're getting it now means that they've known this for decades.
If it works, I'm in support. You know?
Will they have souls? Will they be able to communicate? Will they feel awful about their lives? Yes. To all of those questions.
But, I mean, I'm gonna... If there's a way that we can save, like...
Yo, can we invite Bernie Sanders on the show? Bernie Sanders, if you're listening, which you probably are, please come next week.
He probably is.
B.B. Sanders. I don't know what his middle name is.
Yo, Bernie, I voted for you in the primaries. I want you to know that I was day one with you. I didn't donate because I'm broke, but I'm really, like, if you made it through the primaries, if we would have actually been unified under someone who could win. Yo, Hillary had too much dirt. All they had on Bernie was that he's a socialist. Dirt. And once people get educated about that, they're going to realize there wouldn't be that many changes. Dude, FDR
Bernie
was
got
a socialist.
Fisted by Hillary. Jesus. That was just not fair.
She cheated him.
Straight fisted by the DMC.
You know what? And for that, I mean... Just for that, you're gonna play dirty and put the guy out that was gonna save the country? I'm glad you lost, if you're that stupid.
Oh.
We need some shaking up in this country, because
we need a Jewish president.
We need shaking up.
We need a Jewish president.
We need a Buddhist president.
No, things are not shaking up. Things are just polarized. Things are tense. We're at like the precipice of an earthquake. That earthquake better just happen before it turns into like much bigger thing. If we just let out the tension now, we'll have a much smaller backlash than problems that really exist.
I really hope we get like the new big invention, like when people discovered electricity or the wheel or
VR,
like,
is about to be big, I think. VR is about to be big.
Yeah, oh, but like, no, like something like we didn't even know existed, like some energetic realm around us that like changes every aspect of our lives.
If they could put your mind into the cloud and it was kind of like Dragon Ball Z, where like you could live a lot of time in the cloud with
thought,
no time,
Dragon Ball
passing.
Time chamber.
Yeah, exactly. You could like train in there and get nice with it.
If that happens, totalitarian governments will convict people of thought crimes.
They already do. The war on drugs is an ideological battle.
The war on drugs is a failure.
They can't stop us because we're always a million steps ahead.
Are you the head?
No, okay. I'm not the head.
Exposed!
I'm a supporter.
Closer to the tail.
Of social libertarianism.
Oh,
that's
me too.
Dude, I took me a political too. Quiz today, and that's exactly what it says I was. It said I was like a left libertarian. It says like I value political, like, I value personal freedoms and equality, but I don't like too much government. Because I do agree with the statement that when things try to get done through the government, they tend to get done slowly and somewhat inefficiently. And
shout out to the private sector.
And I think inequality can't be...
Squat.
Inequality can't be fixed with infinite government programs. You can't legislate the poor into wealth. You have to restructure the system. You can't just throw money at your problems.
Yeah. In addition, on the individual side, on the citizen side, instead of spending so much time and energy and probably money on things that, I mean, yes, there is change is possible, but change the things that you really can change that are in your life. Change the way you do things. Make yourself
and
successful.
And the ripple effect is real. If you live your life with the hopes of changing the future, you will.
Just do it. Just do it. And when you get discouraged, that just means it's difficult. That's why somebody's got to do it.
Josquez, the most inspirational man in this room. Not on the planet, but in this room.
I just call him like I see him. That's all I can do.
What's the craziest thing you've ever seen? What's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen? I think human eyes are beautiful.
Honestly, just being in nature is... like, you find a good spot, and sometimes, like, a scenery just hits you with an emotion, and that's about the best.
I think making eye contact with someone you love is the most intense thing you can feel.
I could debate about the existence of love, but I won't.
The existence of what?
I think that altruism is real. Is a real cognitive phenomenon. I think that love is a real cognitive phenomenon.
Do you think love is selfish?
No, I don't. I really do think that it's not a real thing. It's a construct, but that's good. And it corresponds to our chemistry. Like, it makes us feel better. It has effects on your body, but the thing is, that's what's so good about it. Since it's a construct, you can create as much of it as you want. And
Resonance.
It's, oh my gosh, Resonance is my jam.
Top 5 songs.
Mm-hmm. I had to throw it in. It's season 2, episode 1. You got a band. That was Resonance by Home, the theme song of Simpsons Wave, basically. And if you say you don't like Vaporwave after listening to that, I don't know what to tell you.
You know the song Decay? By Home. It's in the same album as Resonance.
I need to get more into it. I just pick and choose the words that I like. I was like, pick and choose.
play the K if you want, man, still.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, this is pretty shit.
I ring the bell, saved infidel down the well. Now you know I'm coming back with the sack of money. Give it to my honey. She hopping around the ground. Ain't
like
no bunny.
A bunny.
Yeah. It's kind of funny. Woo-hoo. She put on the robe like a priest. She's kind of nunny.
Beaka boom boom clap. You know where I'm at. You know. It's the fat.
Yeah.
Been a rap.
I've had a call for like 6 months.
Really?
Like on and off.
That's still, that's terrible. I'm just now getting the call, but it ain't fine.
Stay hydrated. Scream a lot. It gets the mucus out. No, 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 that's not screaming. Screaming is like my RA's knocked on my door, be like, are you dying? And I'm like, no! That's never happened. Shout out to my RA.
Dude, isn't it crazy how it's only Wednesday?
Yeah, no, it actually
I
is.
I feel like it's Friday.
These weeks going by slow, which, you know, it's not a bad thing. Halfway through sophomore year right now, it's crazy to think that we're about to be halfway over with the whole college
Dude,
thing.
That's crazy.
Wait, Josque, you told me you don't have any classes on Friday, right?
No, that was last.
Well, I modeled my life after you, and I only have one class on Friday. So my weekend starts at like noon on a Friday. I love the flute, and I'm thankful for everyone who has learned to play the flute.
Yeah.
They've contributed a lot to the arts, to philosophy, to just humanity in general. Like, even if they did something bad, they still added something on the other hand, you know?
Here's the Aaron Maxwell. It's fire. Oh, and next is that Kensu song. You guys are gonna go off on this. This is the good music you were waiting for. I made you wait till the end of the episode, so you have to listen to all my ranting. Omakase by Kensu. Thank you.
cause full electric snuff. But it's just panic when the live one arrives. Don't whip an inch below the turf for what it's worth. My style been developed in the core of the earth. See, that's the difference. You get sold, I get paid. Like I told you to play. If you're born after the parade, you belong in special ed. If you think you got it made, stay live with the mic. It's like a chef with the blade. Cause suckers get sliced and sauteed.
Why go back to jail? 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 Yo,
man, I ain't worried about.
Well, I don't see what the big deal is with hoes anyway,
Riley. All women are not hoes. We're talking 20-25% tops.
Okay, but if they not all hoes, then why I got to pay to take them out to eat then? I mean, I'm paying. That's payment.
I don't know, because that's just what you do. You meet a girl, you take her out to dinner, but you're not paying the girl. You're paying the restaurant.
But I'm paying, which makes her a hoe. Why don't I just give her the money I was going to spend on dinner, and that hoe can go grocery shopping?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the last song of the evening. This was Late Night Low Fidelity with or without Slater Stark.
He was with us, now he's without us.
And that's how we do.
On three, do you want to scream outro?
Scream outro?
Yeah, alright. One, two, three. Outro!
Outro.
That was a bad scream, but okay, next week.
We'll get it next week. We'll work on it.
Everything takes time.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. 100. We're going to be back next week, Wednesday at 11. We're going to be doing it. We're going to keep this all year.
What if Chris Christie gets really angry because we're on the border of New Jersey and he just like usurps the city of Easton and takes it over in New Jersey? Then we have to change that so it says Easton, New Jersey.
That will not happen. I'll go off on him. I'll protest that one. That's the one thing I'll protest.
Y'all want to beat up Chris Christie.
Same.
Stupid name. At least it's not John Johnny. Actually, that's a cool name.
Yeah.
That's like a producer name, John Johnny. Don Donnie. Jim Jimmy. But Chris Christie is just beyond uncool. It's sickening. Chris Christie, you sicken me.
And your donut eating fantasies. Alright. Good night, everybody.
Good morning, actually.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Oh, man. That's rough. Alright. I'm going to sleep.
Sleep tight.
Don't leave me hanging on. Don't know what you are.